paid.
Look, Grandpa, it's Dr. Huxtable. Say hello.
Hi, Doc. Don't give me any nasty medicine.
Well, how are you, Grandpa? Seem to be a little stiff today. And who are all these other little stiff people around you, Grandpa?
This is Grandma, this is Dad, here's their son, television, and their daughter, radio.
Their son, television, and their daughter, radio?
Yes.
Television and radio clothespin?
No, the Wilsons.
I'll get it.
It's time to take the Wilsons for their Sunday drive.
Really? So where are you going to drive them?
To Disney World.
You can't go to Disney World. You didn't win a Super Bowl.
Cliff, would you pick up, please? It's Mrs. McGee, Rudy's teacher.
Oh, Mrs. McGee, how are you?
Good afternoon, Dr. Huxtable.
Good afternoon, Mrs. McGee. Usually when you call, Rudy's in some kind of trouble.
Well, Doctor, I'm not calling you to tell you how much I miss you.
If you remember that Rudy's class was given a project to do on life in the 1920s. Well, Rudy's assignment is to perform a dance from that period.
Now, George Thompson is a classmate of Rudy's, and he's an excellent dancer. He takes it all very seriously, and I've seen him. He's absolutely marvelous. But Rudy is very talented as well, so I paired them off as a team to do a little routine for the presentation Friday night.
How's Rudy doing?
Rudy is doing nothing.
Maybe since George is such a great dancer, it isn't a good idea to make Rudy his partner.
Dr. Huxtable, that is absolutely ridiculous.
A more experienced dancer, but Rudy is a very talented little girl. If she applies herself and works hard,
she could dance every bit as good as George Thompson any day of the week.
Mrs. Huxtable, you understand what I'm trying to say, don't you?
Absolutely, I understand everything you're saying.
Well, would you do me a favor if you have a moment and explain it to your husband?
And once again, Mrs. Huxtable, thank you very much. Goodbye, Dr. Huxtable.
Cliff?
Yes, dear.
We should talk to Rudy right away.
Rudy!
Yes, Rudy, Mom. Come downstairs immediately!
Yes, Mom!
I should have known. I should have. Every single day she has walked through that door and I've asked her, how did your dance rehearsal go? She says, fine. Now, see, you'd think that I would know better by now. You think I would know by now that if one of our children tells me, fine, what that really means is I'm going to tell Mom anything I have to, as long as she doesn't check up on me. Sit down. We just got a call from Mrs. McGee.
Does this have anything to do with dancing?
It has everything to do with dancing.
But, Mom, it's not fair. George Thompson's been taking dance lessons for 5 years. I can't dance like him.
Mrs. McGee seems to think you'd do a lot better if you just practiced.
I'd have to practice forever to get as good as he is. And we have to do this by Friday.
So let me get this straight. Your logic is, rather than practice with somebody who is good, you'd rather just wait until the performance and then stand there and really look interesting.
Wait.
Guess what? You will be taking every extra class that Mr. Sims can give you from now until next Friday.
Oh, man. I should have known when you spent $36 on tap shoes you were going to make me suffer.
Yeah.
Grandpa, how did you like the trip to Florida?
Very nice. Fun for the whole family.
How about you, Grandma? A lovely, lovely day. And the hot dogs were just lovely. Okay, Wilsons, let's get back in the car and head back to Brooklyn. Okay. Look, everybody, a magic island. It's out on the ocean. Let's get on the boat and go over.
Yo, what's up?
Look, everybody, Dale's on the magic island with us.
We're on a magic island?
Yes, you, me, and the Wilsons.
Who are the Wilsons?
Can't you see? They're right here. This is Grandma. This is Dad. Here's the son, television, and the daughter, radio.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, Wilsons. Happy to meet you.
Don't you want to play with us?
Actually, I came to talk to Dad.
Come on.
Okay, I'll play with Grandpa.
That's not Grandpa, that's Grandma.
Oh, sorry. Well, wouldn't it be easier to tell them apart if you painted faces on them?
Why nobody has to paint your face to know who you are? Look, Bill, a magic cloud.
Yeah, I see it.
It's made out of chocolate. Let's eat it.
Well, I don't really have time for that, Olivia.
Come on, chocolate clouds are the best ones.
Okay.
That's what you call eating. Come on, eat.
Okay, I'm eating. Oh, my God. Chocolate clouds are my favorite.
Yummy, yummy. Give me more.
Yum.
How you doing?
Hey. I'm eating what? Chocolate clouds.
Oh, yeah?
Here, have some.
Good stuff, huh? Oh, boy. That's good. Yum.
Actually, Dad, I didn't come just to eat chocolate clouds. I brought my tuition bill.
Get the money from where you're getting the chocolate. Oh, where are you going?
We're going to the mall.
Rudy, you have a dance class scheduled. You have to be there in an hour.
I do? Mr. Sims has a dance class on Saturday?
We scheduled it especially for you. Now go upstairs and get your stuff.
Aw, man. Just when you think things couldn't get worse.
Sorry, Rudy. Maybe we can go to the mall next week. Bye, Dad.
Wait. Why is it that all of you children, if you have a little time off, go to the mall?
What else is there to do?
You could read a book.
Dad, you are always telling me to read a book. Read what book?
What about Ionesco? Wrote a wonderful play, Rhinoceros.
Dad, I read him in school. The teacher asked us to identify the symbolism in it. Not one kid had a clue. The biggest drain on a young person's intellect is discussing old books.
Euripides.
Euripides, who wrote Medea, Electra, and the Trojan Women?
Yes.
I read him, too. Even the teachers don't understand Euripides.
Well, but would you tell me what is so intellectual about wandering and up and down the mall?
The mall has absolutely nothing to do with intellect.
Then why are you going to the mall?
For relaxation, I go to the mall and look in the store windows.
Look for boys.
No doubt about it. But I also go and meet my friends there.
And look for boys.
No doubt about it. But there's a bookstore, and sometimes I go in there.
And look for boys.
Yeah. No doubt about it, Dad.
All right, yes.
What's wrong with looking for boys? Denise married a boy. Sandra married a boy. Mom married a boy, or what used to be a boy. And someday I hope to be married, too. But if I don't start meeting boys now, I could be living here for the rest of my life.
Go to the mall. Look for boys.
Glad you're here. When you see how bad I am, you'll take me out of class before I embarrass the Huxtable name.
Well, your mother says just do the best you can, okay?
You'll be sorry. Uh-huh. So this is why I take lessons.
Yep.
It's a good place to dance. There's nothing to break.
So, where's your partner, George?
He's not here yet.
Uh-huh. Look, I don't think he's that good. I mean, you're talking about how good somebody is. And...
Okay, George, let's get started.
All right.
5, 6, 7, 9, 1. And 3, 2, 3. Yes, and 10. And me.
Hey, Rudy.
Oh. All right.
That's George.
5, 6, 7.
At least your shoes are better than his.
Now, I'm sure that Miss McGee put you with somebody who was great so that you would be even better.
All right, Rudy and George, let's get started. Son, I think you're a little old for this class.
No, I'm not in the class, sir. I'm her father. I've come to watch.
Dr. Huxtable, I'm Mrs. Mitchell. I've been putting together a routine for George and Rudy.
Well, thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah. George and Rudy, you ready to practice?
Yeah, I guess so.
Come on, kid.
Well, let's go, then. Mr. Sims.
Yes.
When I'm finished with them, I'll bring them back, and you can take a look and see how they're doing.
Can I come?
Sure, sugar. Come on.
Excuse me, I had to get that. I'll be back.
Challenge!
Challenge! Challenge!
You're back.
Yay! How's it doing?
I think you better take a look.
Sims, how much time can you spend with her until she gets it right?
I got all the time in the world, whatever time it takes.
Thank you.
Rudy is ready to do her dance in school tomorrow.
Hope so. All right. All right. The dancers are waiting in the wings. We are moments away from dancing dazzlement and terpsichorean triumph.
Rudy's outfit is so fly. And I'd like to draw your attention to the headband she is wearing that I purchased at the mall.
When I grow up, I want to be a famous tap dancer.
Well, I believe you because I saw your moves. And you're becoming a regular little Miss Tip Tap Toe.
Mark, maybe we should sign her for some lessons and get her some tap shoes.
No, no, no. Don't spend your money on that. Then you won't have enough to move out of this house.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting George and Rudy. Hey!
Dr. Huxtable, this is Mrs. McGee.
Ah, Mrs. McGee, how are you? Just a minute, I'll get my wife for you.
No, 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 I can talk to you. It's not that important. I just spoke to Mr. Sims, and he tells me that Rudy and George are going to cut quite a rug Friday. I don't know how you handled this situation with Rudy, but he says she's coming on like gangbusters.
Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Did he, tell you that I danced as well over at his place?
Yes, he did. And he said that in your heart, you're a true dancer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Huxtable and I want to thank you for
your spirit and your loving care, Rudy.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome. And okay. I'm very, very proud of her. Well, goodbye, Dr. Huxtable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey!
I've got something for you.
Yeah?
You were so good helping Rudy get through this week, so I thought you deserved a surprise treat.
Really?
Guess what it is.
Some lettuce and with raw barley.
I said a treat.
Is something going to fall on my head? Come on, you're not going to yank this away from me,
no.
Are you? Huh?
No.
This is it for me?
That's for you.
Where have you been?
All my life. I love
Miss Rudy, we are so proud of you.
Oh, Mr. Sims told me to tell you. You can come back to the class whenever you want. He wants to do another challenge.
No more challenge. You know what? I will go over there. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to challenge him to a face dance.
Can I see it?
So of course you can. Your father can face dance. Now watch.
Audience.